is $35,000 or more.
Give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
Welcome to Staples, young man.
Tomorrow's my big day.
Big day?
First grade.
Aw. Well, you know, Staples has crayons, markers, glue.
I need a laptop.
Oh, yeah, sure. With Staples Hot Deals, you can save up to $300 on select PCs for school.
Wait. The finances are mom's department.
Right.
I'm looking for performance, like a Core i7 processor.
Boy, first grade has really changed.
Tell me about it.
Save big on tech for school with super low Staples Hot Deals. Right now, get up to $300 off select PCs at Staples. Ends 8/24.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News, The Race for the White House. I'm Daria Albinger. It isn't just Republicans.
I will be joining the chairman in calling for the resignation of the director, just because I think that this relationship is irretrievable at this point.
Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin, the ranking Democrat on the Oversight Committee. At the end of today's hearing, members demanded answers from Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle about the agency's response to the attempted assassination former President Trump at a rally earlier this month. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she'll endorse Vice President Kamala Harris for president, hitting the campaign trail.
And I got to say hello, Middletown, Ohio. Hello to the great Middletown Middies. I'm so grateful to be here. I'm so grateful for this turnout.
Senator J.D. Vance visiting his hometown in Ohio for the first time since Mr. Trump picked him as his running mate. This is ABC News. An investigation is underway into some Ram and Jeep vehicles that can suddenly lose power.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has gotten 80 complaints so far from owners who say their Ram pickups or Jeep Wagoneer SUVs are stalling, even shutting down, often at low speeds. The drivers say then they can't get them restarted. There have also been reports that the vehicles can lose power, shift into park, and apply the emergency brake. NHTSA could eventually issue a recall. The investigation is the first step towards that. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The probe covers about 150,000 vehicles made by Stellantis from the 2022 model year. Part of the Virginia mountains are now home to the world's cleanest pigs. They're being raised by a company called Revivicor to grow kidneys and hearts for animal to human organ transplants, one of several companies genetically engineering pigs so their organs can be used. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy in the rinse shade.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes 100% of odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayler. Wisconsin Democrats react to President Joe Biden's decision to withdraw from his re-election campaign.
State Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler said in a statement that Biden will be remembered as one of history's greatest presidents and deserves profound gratitude for his patriotism and leadership. The statement did not mention Vice President Kamala Harris, who Biden's endorsed and who's scheduled to be in Wisconsin tomorrow. Earlier on Sunday, USA Today published contents of a letter letter signed by Wickler and six other state party chairs reaffirming their support for the president. They wrote that Biden could defeat what they summarized as the MAGA threat of abortion bans, dictatorship, and giveaways to billionaires. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan said President Biden made the right call for the country.
This was a decision by the president that was putting country over his personal ambition, something you don't see often in politics and certainly not in Washington politics.
On Friday, the 2nd District Representative joined three other House Democrats in an open letter to Biden asking him to step down. That was one of many such calls in recent weeks that may have influenced Biden's announcement Sunday. A new social media scam is using a bait-and-switch approach to fool users into clicking on harmful links. Marathon County Sheriff's Detective Bradley Tatro says it starts with a post that seems well-intentioned, like a missing person or animal.
Once that has spread far and wide, then the original poster can change what that post is from that lost, missing person or animal to, say, a product that now has a bunch of shares and a bunch of likes.
Tatro says scammers are looking to install malware on a device or entice users to provide personal data. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
It's Christmas in July during the Dunn County Fair, this Wednesday through Sunday at the fairgrounds in Menominee. Enjoy all of the fair food and, of course, all the fair rides. Plus, there'll be all of the 4-H and FFA at farm animal exhibits. And hear the roar of the engines with races at the Red Cedar Speedway Thursday and Friday at 7 o'clock. And the NTPA Regional National Truck and Tractor Pull at 7 o'clock Saturday night. It's the Dunn County Fair, Wednesday through Sunday at the fairgrounds in Menominee.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly sunny today with high temperatures climbing into those low 80s. A small shot of some showers or storms are possible this afternoon and roll into the evening as well as tomorrow too. None are expected to be severe, but some could be strong. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 81 degrees.
And thanks for joining us here today for AOA, Agriculture of America, on the heels of another historic weekend in American politics. A lot to talk about here on today's show, and actually, we won't really touch on a lot of politics today, other than if you were living under a rock, you may not have seen that President Joe Biden has stepped aside from the presidential race, and now it's a scramble to figure out who the new nominee is going to be for the Democratic side. All eyes seem to be pointing to Vice President Kamala Harris, but things are continuing to be tumultuous on the political landscape. That could impact the farm bill still, of course. We're going to have some thoughts on that and a few other ag news headlines at the end of today's AOA. So we will touch on it just a little bit here on today's show. But we're going to focus on some other issues and topics. Weather with DTN meteorologist John Baranek. He's back with us. We'll talk to John coming up in segment two. In segment three as well, we're going to discuss rural road safety, something we talk a lot about during planting and harvest, but not so much during the summer, but it's something we need to think about year-round. We're going to talk with Laramie Sandquist from Nationwide. They've got some new initiatives out focusing on rural road safety. That conversation coming up in segment three here today. Let's kick off the program here and talk markets. A little bit of green on the screen in the grains to start the week. Joining us now, Darren Newsom, Senior Market Analyst at Bar Chart. Darren, thanks for being back with us here this week. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, doing well, Jesse. Appreciate you having me on again to start another busy week.
Yeah, and I'm sure some folks are maybe happy to see some green in the grain trade, particularly in soybeans, double-digit gains to start the week. I got to ask, Darren, is this just some short covering after we've gotten to such low levels? Have the funds driven this bus far enough to the downside? Is it weather related? Is it something else? What are you seeing here in this market today?
I think it's all of the above. But the first thing that jumped out at me, the first thing that caught my eye with last Friday's CFTC commitments to traders reports, and again, I like to emphasize the fact, all we really need to look at is the legacy futures only, because that's where funds play the most is with futures. And what we saw was that they had increased the funds, I like to call it Watson, had increased the net short futures position in soybeans by 11,353 contracts. And part of this was that they had moved, the funds had moved to a record large short futures position of 296,755 contracts. Now, what makes this interesting is that it's kind of a, I think of it as a rubber band disposition. So you've got funds continuing to add to their short futures position and adding to their net short. At the same time, the commercial traders aren't selling. We can continue to see that there is this little bit of concern about longer term supply and demand. We're not building a lot of carry into the deferred future spreads. So as we look ahead to 2024-25, we don't see a lot of commercial pressure in the market. So you've got the commercials holding flat. You've got non-commercials increasing their short position to a record level. Something's got to give. And at some, and as I said on Friday, at some price and at some time, we're going to start to see some short covering in the soybeans. It certainly looks like it happened. Is it tied to weather? Well, these markets are weather derivatives, you know. So in, you know, there's thousands of weather forecasts out there. If we look at the very basics, you know, there is still some rain in the forecast for today across much of the Midwest. The 6 to 10 day is above normal precipitation and above normal temperatures. If we don't get the precip, then all of a sudden those temperatures look a little bit more dramatic. So, you know, there's a chance that there is some weather involved. But to me, it just boils it down to the simplest factor, and that is funds had moved to a record large short position. They're going to be doing some covering.
Well, and to that point, with how these funds, how short they are, and you mentioned the commercials as well and their position, and something's got to give. I don't know if you saw this on social media over the weekend. I saw at least one or two posts. I thought it was kind of interesting. Somebody was making the comment, well, a bunch of farmers should get together and do something similar to what happened with AMC a few years back and see if they could put a short squeeze on some of the funds to try and move some grain. Now, I don't know if something like that would actually ever happen, but to that point, it feels like we're kind of at a situation here where something drastic might have to happen to favor the farmer here, so to speak, Darren.
Yeah. I don't know what that would be. Number one,
yeah,
we will never see U.S. producers act collectively like that. I mean, there's only a certain couple of scenarios. I wrote about many, many years ago, I wrote a piece, and this was after crude oil prices were skyrocketing. This was back in the early 2000s. Crude oil prices were skyrocketing, and OPEC, not even OPEC Plus at that time, OPEC came out and said supplies are adequate. And so I wrote a piece about how U.S. corn producers could do the same thing because, you know, we were looking at, you know, increased demand with ethanol and all this and prices going higher and everybody was squawking about food and fuel and blah, 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 and all of this. I wrote, well, why don't U.S. corn producers come out and say, okay, supplies are adequate. We're not going to plant more acres, but that's not how the system works. The U.S. did plant more acres. We've gone back and forth over time, and that's just how it goes. I mean, That's the mindset of U.S. agriculture. It isn't a collective unit. It's not a cartel of any kind. So to get that sort of activity just seems like it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, very, very true. Well, I guess kind of bringing this back to more, you know, let's talk realistically here. Mm-hmm. I mean, what should farmers, producers be thinking about in terms of their risk management right now with, you know, I've heard the chatter of, some folks got to take advantage of the small rallies and things like that. So, I mean, from your perspective, what do we really need to think about right now, Darren?
Number one, we have to keep an eye on these longer term fundamentals. If we start to see, you know, on these rallies, you know, 15, 20 cents in soybeans, if we see some commercial pressure start to build, and there's signs of it today that, you know, the commercials are meeting this with some selling by looking at future spreads. If we start to see that, then yes, we've got to use this to our advantage because it's probably not going to stick around all that long. But on the other hand, we have to give these funds some room because they set the trend of the market. So even if commercials are doing a little bit of selling here and there, if the funds are willing to cover their positions, get out of soybeans, you know, and we're looking here at the end of August, at the end of July, we've got August moving into delivery. We've got the Goldman roll coming up in the useless September contract, but we've got all of this ahead of us over the next couple of weeks. And it could lead to a fun short covering rally. So we can give it some room. And then if we need to make some sales, we can look at doing it that way.
Darren, how about the livestock trade? Any notes for us there this week?
What was interesting again is, you know, here again, funds are long the live cattle market. And what we're seeing here to start the week is some non-commercial buying. And I find that interesting. We aren't seeing a lot in the cash side right now. Cash is holding firm. Boxed beef is taking a beating. And so, again, we're seeing a little bit of divergence between non-commercial and commercial traders. So we have to be careful with the market. But as long as funds are willing to buy and, you know, they're looking over at the stock markets and they're saying, OK, we can buy up here. As long as that's the case, we can give them some room, let them go, and then we make some sales.
Darren Newsome, senior market analyst at Bar Chart. Darren, always good to talk with you. Thanks for joining us today. I appreciate it.
I really appreciate you having me on again, Jesse.
Darren Newsome there with Bar Chart. Coming up next, we'll talk weather with John Baranek for DTN here on AOA.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
Well, let's segue over and talk weather, of course. That's having an impact on the markets. We touched on that with Dara Newsome in segment one. Let's get a rundown of where things stand as we're nearing the end of the month of July. Joining us now, he is back with us after a couple of weeks away, DTN meteorologist John Baranek. John, it's good to have you back, sir. How are you?
I'd like to say it's good to be back. It's good talking with you, Jesse, but, you know, it's work, right? So it'd be better to be on vacation for permanently, I suppose.
I was going to say, I mean, you know, you were gone a little bit there. Did you really get a chance to take your forecasting hat off, though, while you were away, John?
You know what? For the first time in many, many years, I did. I just, you know, I unplugged from everything. I got out of it, went fishing up in Canada with my family. And that was
nice.
It was nice to finally get away. I hope others can do so at some point here over the season, too. I know that's kind of difficult.
Yeah, it can be difficult. Well, and of course, you take your meteorology. I can't even say that. I can't get that out today. Take your weather forecasting hat off and look what happens. We have a number of things happen here the last couple of weeks between derecho events and now looking at some heat moving in, things like that. I mean, it's been a busy, active month of July, hasn't it, John?
It has, and it took a while to get caught up on everything because of, you know, how much has actually happened. Yeah, you mentioned that derecho that went through kind of the same areas as the one from 2020. Luckily, it was a little earlier, it was a month earlier, and it wasn't nearly as severe as that one from 4 years ago. But we had several severe weather events just kind of scattered throughout the entire Corn Belt here over the last couple of weeks. And I know the white combine was out causing damage, as well as winds knocking things down. So we've had kind of a, you said it, active, busy, whatever adjective you want to use there. But, you know, that's kind of been the season, the whole theme of the season, just been busy and active. We haven't really been able to get away from that for any serious length of time.
Yeah, we continue to have this active pattern. And I think, you know, one of the things that we haven't necessarily seen in the Corn Belt as to this point has been a lot of heat. I know we've seen some in the Eastern Corn Belt, but particularly in the Western Belt and upper Midwest, Northern Plains, we haven't seen a whole lot of consistent heat. Well, I wonder, is that going to change as we get into the back half of this month and into August? I'm hearing some of that chatter, John. So what's the latest there?
Yeah, you're right. It's been the lack of consistent heat that's been kind of thing. And that's been honestly probably pretty good for U.S. agriculture here. We haven't had a spot that's been consistently hot all season long. I mean, we get stretches of it in that summer, right? But we haven't seen it just kind of lock in anywhere outside of the western states. And that's kind of been the biggest concern. And there's a big giant ridge out there. It's been reluctant to move the last couple of weeks, and we've had pretty decent heat really throughout the western states up into the Canadian prairies as well. And that ridge is going to finally start breaking down here a little bit this week. We get a trough to move into western Canada, pushes that ridge farther east or later this week and weekend. We'll see the heat really start increasing with that. And so, you know, a lot of these areas that have been seeing upper 70s and middle 80s. They're going to see middle 80s and lower 90s and some areas kind of further south where they've escaped the heat a little bit, where they're having 80s are going to be in the 90s. We might see some 100-degree temperatures again by this weekend. And really, it'll be another building ridge back across the west next week that might keep this going into August, just depending on how widespread this ridge is going to be. Is it going to lock itself just into the western states and then we only get pieces of that heat at times? Or is it going to expand into the plains or move into the plains? And we kind of see that just kind of, being a concern throughout the entire month. Right now, we're not entirely sure how that's going to be, but there are definitely the markings of the potential there where we could see that ridge just being a little bit more widespread across the middle of the country for early August. And of course, that's definitely not a time period when we want that to happen. Usually when we see these ridges, it's hot, not only hot, but it's usually pretty dry, lots of sunny skies. So crops are using up all the available moisture they can during that critical period there where corn's pollinating and filling and the soybeans are filling their pods. So this is something to watch closely. I think, Jesse, if there's any good news, is that, you know, the northern edge of these ridges usually stays pretty active. So we get cold fronts to move through Canada, drop down into the U.S. Whether they can, you know, come at a consistent clip and bring widespread precipitation is questionable. And we won't know that until we get much closer to the event times of these fronts moving through. But at least there is some potential that, you know, to go along with the heat, that we might actually have an active weather pattern continuing that could, you know, save us from super destructive heat stress. But it could also bring in some severe weather. So there's always that too. So this ridge is really going to be important. Where does it set up? How long does it stick around? Does it move around or does it just stay stuck? That's all kind of to be determined at this point, but it is definitely raising eyebrows. And I think the markets are responding to at least a little bit of that right now.
Yeah, I think so as well. We're talking with DTN meteorologist John Baranek. John, wildfire smoke from Canada, I know some of that's been slipping down into the U.S. as well here, deja vu to what we saw last year, et cetera. How much is that having impacts here on the U.S. at all? What do you think?
Yeah, we've definitely seen that kind of spreading throughout Canada and has gone into the kind of the northern plains, the upper Midwest. It's even sneaking down down through Colorado and western Kansas this morning. I'm noticing up on the satellite picture. So, yeah, it's pretty widespread. Those fires up in British Columbia, and there's several out there in the Pacific Northwest, too, that adding to the smoke situation. The interesting thing is that we don't really know how that impacts crop development. It's really hard to study. And so we haven't really found any significant studies that say positively or negatively, does it help corn yields or crop yields? Does it hurt crop yields? It depends sort of on stage of development and how thick the smoke is and how long it lasts. And there's so many variables in there that just confound themselves that it's really hard to determine whether or not there's a positive or negative correlation with it. So not exactly sure, but I've heard everything from it's really the smoke actually saved us last year. You know, so there I was talking to some people in New York saying that the wildfire smoke out there really helped them stay cooler. I've heard other folks that say, you know, it really blocked out the sun, and I think our corn yields took a dip. So it's I think there's a lot of speculation out there, and honestly, I would believe anything at this point. There's just not a whole lot of evidence to say otherwise.
I know as well, looking around the world, any notes on South America? Also sounds like China's bracing for a typhoon here, things like that. What are some other weather phenomenons you're watching around the world right now?
Yeah, the typhoon season is upon us here. So we're going to see probably several of those coming up here for China and Asia. Whether or not we get them into the Bay of Bengal for India and Southeast Asia, we'll see. But yeah, this is kind of the time of year when that really starts ramping up. They're a little bit earlier than us. Our season usually doesn't start peaking here until later in August and into September. But theirs really starts ramping up here at the end of July. So that's going to be pretty typical. And they get several a year. And the forecast has been for them to see increases in the number of those going forward. So we'll see how that all works. And that's all due to, you know, what we were expecting to be La Nina popping up here this summer. It hasn't yet, although it's just below the surface. It's amazing. Every time I look at the data, it's like it's just below the surface. So it's not really impacting the atmosphere at all. It's just waiting to. So it could pop up at any time, and we'll be watching for that. But there's no signs of that happening just yet. But if and when it does, we're still expecting it to at some point here and peak this fall. That's going to have some real impacts for South America for the coming corn and soybean crop. Usually that means drier and hotter conditions there for most of Argentina and southern Brazil. We saw that with the three straight years there from 21 to 23. And so we'll see if that bears its ugly head and messes with that. You know, we've had all sorts of issues in the Black Sea region as well. They've been really hot and really dry ever since February, it seems like. And so that have impacted their wheat crop already. Currently it's impacting their corn and sunflower crops. So, you know, wide range of issues there in the Black Sea region, and it's been too wet in France and Germany, and they've had, you know, issues with that since probably February as well. All kinds of weather issues abound across the globe. Even Australia, which was hoping for some increased rainfall due to La Nina, isn't really getting the amounts they needed, especially in the state of Queensland. Mm-hmm. So all sorts of weather things going on at the moment.
Stay up to date with the latest forecast at DTNPF.com. With that, John Baranek from DTN. Good to have you back, John. Thanks for joining us this week.
And good to be back. Thanks for having me on, Jesse.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk rural road safety with Laramie Sandquist from Nationwide here on AOA.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Double-digit gains in the milk markets with this WRDN market update on Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, August milk up 13 to 2011, September up 25 to 2083, October up 14 to 2087, November milk up 11 to 2027. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live and feeder cattle markets mostly higher as the trade continued to pretty much just work past the cattle on feed report. They viewed it as neutral, and they ended up moving live cattle higher with the higher feeder cattle markets as well, following the live cattle markets higher due to continued expectations of increasing demand. Hog markets higher as the market is supported by stronger pork cutout values and potential strengthening consumer demand. August live cattle up 82 cents to 183.92. August feeder cattle up 80 cents to 256.40. August hogs up 80 cents to 92.37. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly higher on the day. Corn followed soybeans higher, even though warmer and drier weather should hang around, but it's not big news. Now, there was 130,000 metric tons of corn sold to Mexico. Soybeans mostly higher due to strength in the products, including meal and soybean oil. Meanwhile, wheat markets mostly higher. The dollar was at the bottom end of the trading range. December corn up 10 and a quarter to 415. New crop beans up 32 and three quarters to 1068 and three quarters. September wheat up 5 and a quarter.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
Well, joining us right now, Nationwide has rolled out a new survey looking at some of the realities of rural road safety. And it's all in celebration of National Rural Road Safety Week that was beginning July 15th here. So this past week, we celebrated that Rural Road Safety Week. Joining us now to talk about this survey and some of those hidden dangers of traveling on our rural roadways, he is a risk management leader with Nationwide. Laramie Sandquist is with us here today. Laramie, welcome back to the show. Hope you're doing well.
Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate it.
Well, let's set this up. Some of the highlights here from this new survey out from Nationwide. And obviously, you know, I think about rural roads during spring planting and fall harvest with some of the heightened dangers from ag equipment and slow moving vehicles, et cetera. But, you know, really, some of the dangers that are out there exist all year long on our rural roadways, don't they?
Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, we did the survey of 1,800 customers across the country and just really asked, you know, how are the roadways out there? And about 5% of them looked at them as being dangerous. And then we started sharing some statistics from the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration, the DOT, where it says 40% of fatalities are actually happening on rural roads. So it really opens their eyes to think about, you know, what are these things that are causing the incidents? Because only 20% of our population is actually living in rural areas. So we're getting to the bottom of what those things are. We know that distractions play a really important role in that. We know that driver just awareness and what they're doing behind the wheel is important. And we also know that fatigue plays a factor, specifically those time frames that you talked about, the spring planting season, the fall harvest season, but even throughout the year. You know, we've just a lot busier society today. And I think we've seen across the board since COVID that these the roadway statistics have gone, or they've deteriorated, right? They've gone south. Mm-hmm. And so we're just trying to get these awareness efforts out there, obviously partnering on this Rural Road Safety Week and trying to make sure that folks just take a little breather out there on the roads and make sure that they're focusing on being safe, being attentive, and being, you know, well-rested while they get out there.
Well, I know in this survey, you guys highlighted some key things from the Federal Highway Administration looking at rural roads. And one of them that jumped out at me right away that makes perfect sense is just the physical characteristics of some of these rural roadways, you know, compared to our interstate highways and some of the major highways, things like that. You know, you think you got wider roads and wider shoulders and things like that. Maybe it's two lane, four lane, et cetera. Whereas some of these, you know, local rural roads or gravel roads, even they're pretty tight. And I know that could be some challenges that we see out there. Right, Laramie?
Yeah, you know, you think about the standard distractions that you can sometimes get away with them out on the interstates, right? If you take your hands off the wheel or take your eyes off the road for a little bit, you got a little bit more cushion or margin for error out there. But you're absolutely right. On the rural roads, it seems like they're getting skinnier, not wider. It seems like we're losing paved roads as well and going to more gravel, which is perfectly fine, but it does make sure that we have to have more awareness while we're out there. The margin for error on rural roads is much less. And you talked about it, you know, there's windy roads, there's tight roads. And also we know this, that there's more folks that are interested in getting out and about and just traveling on the rural roads. And maybe they don't know the geography they're traveling in. So we have to be aware of those folks as well. So sometimes it's not us, it's those others on the roads that we have to be aware of and just making sure that we're all being safe behind the wheel.
I know, too. I wonder about this, you know, maybe exceeding the speed limit a little bit. You're in a hurry. You think, oh, I'm in the middle of nowhere. I'm in the middle of rural America, whatever. I can get away with it. But that can sometimes lead to some challenges, too, right?
Yeah, there's no doubt. Speed plays a very important role as part of our new campaign. We're calling it Drive the Five. We identified five major characteristics that we're seeing in a lot of our large losses, a lot of our rural losses that we're seeing out there. The D stands for distractions, being distraction-free. The R stands for rest. We talked about being rested or, you know, not being fatigued. The I is all about being under the influence. We know that alcohol has played a major role in vehicle incidents in the past, and now we've got 24 states that also allow recreational marijuana use, so we're seeing some of those figures uptick as well. The V is just making sure your vehicle is maintained appropriately, not only the vehicle you're driving, but also any mobile equipment, farm equipment that you may be taking on the roadways. And then, of course, the E is just the environment. That's what you're talking about there is, you know, how fast are we driving? Where are we going? What's the roadway look like? Do we have our GPS set before we start, not tinkering it with it as we go, and making sure that folks are really keeping these front of mind every time they get behind the wheel? Because we know we're a busy society. We know there's a lot going on in our minds and in our lives. And driving used to be, you know, I talk about I used to go out with my dad and travel the rural roads, and it was fun just looking at the crops and just seeing nature and the wildlife and things like that. And nowadays, you know, we'll catch some of that, but we tend to get distracted by other things going on as well. So just trying to make sure people are aware of that and being mindful as they get behind the wheel.
We're talking rural road safety here today with Laramie Sandquist from Nationwide. Laramie, another thing as well, that it's an unfortunate thing, but it's something we do have to contend with is, you know, when accidents do happen in rural areas, there are at times longer emergency response times that have a role here as well, right?
Yeah, no doubt. As we see these incidents occurring out in the rural areas, it does take a little bit longer for those folks to get there. And also, sometimes we don't know where we are. So having a good idea what your route is, even letting someone know where you're going, is also a good plan of action when you're moving forward from a rural driving perspective. So,
well, and I know too, thinking about this, and not just during, you know, spring planting, fall harvest, but really at all times of year, I think a lot of folks too, you know, and this is more leading into the farm and ranch side here, have to be on the lookout for various ag vehicles, whether it's someone, you know, driving a truck from the co-op, or maybe they're delivering some grain, moving livestock, working a tractor, doing some mowing, things like that. I mean, you know, that stuff is happening on our rural roads all year round in many cases. And I know sometimes, Laramie, some folks, maybe if they're in a hurry, they get behind a slow moving vehicle. We've seen it time and time again. You know, the patience isn't necessarily there, right?
Yeah, you hit it on the head. Yeah, we are an impatient society. You know, we want things now. And, you know, part of where we've gone as a society is to that, right? We have stuff that's just in time. But as you and I know, getting out in these rural areas, we know that these pieces of equipment, we know that these delivery vehicles, we know that these larger trucks and things like that are making, you know, turns and making, you know, they're going against traffic sometimes as they have to get to fields or field approaches and things like that. So also being conscientious of that, knowing your environment, that gets to our E again, right? Knowing that there may be some folks out there that don't appreciate the rural lifestyle. They like to see the rural lifestyle, but they don't like to wait for the rural lifestyle. But making sure that we're signaling ahead as we're turning, we've got our flashers on, our slow moving vehicle triangles, things like that, so that knowing that we're going to have others on the roadways with us that may not appreciate the time that it takes to get to and from places, we have to be a little bit more proactive as well as we're out there, unfortunately.
So, and I know you mentioned the Drive the Five safety program. I know folks can learn more about that on the nationwide.com website. Along with that, I mean, what are some other things you would remind folks, tips you would share, et cetera, as we're looking at improving safety on our rural roadways, Laramie?
Yeah, I'd say first and foremost, as folks are going out there and they're looking at their equipment as they get to the fall harvest season, just make sure we're doing the maintenance checks on these things. We see a lot of crashes occur because lights are out and things like that, so they don't see the flashers, they don't see the brake lights, they're not maintained correctly. So making sure from our perspective that we're truly lit up out there. And then the other thing is we see a lot of fatigue claims, unfortunately. We know it's long hours. We know folks have to get things out of the fields when the sun is up, and sometimes we do push it a little bit harder than we need to. And just making sure that you are rested, you are aware, you are taking the time to take care of yourself in these situations as well. And just that whole awareness factor, right, is we are busier. The roads are busier. There's more people out there, and just being as proactive as we can to make sure that everyone knows what we're doing, where we're going, and the best way possible forward.
Well, Laramie, as we wrap up as well here, again, I know folks can find this survey at nationwide.com. As we're working through the summer months too, any other things you'd want to share or mention for farmers and ranchers in particular that we need to think about here from a risk perspective on our operations and more here as we're working through the summer months? Anything else you'd want to add today?
Yeah, Jesse, appreciate it. I think you and I have talked in the past about our Champion Rider Safety Initiative. This is our ATV, UTV initiative. It goes right in line with our Drive the Five, right? The characteristics for driving ATVs and UTVs. Unfortunately, we're seeing an increase in those you know, crashes and fatalities and deaths. We're seeing a lot more people using those on road, specifically in rural communities and in the cities. And another thing to be aware of on rural roads, right? We're getting more ATVs and UTVs out there, but making sure that the folks driving those, unfortunately, we're seeing a lot of these incidents happen with our youth, those under the age of 16, who maybe don't appreciate the power and the capability of these vehicles and maybe push it a little too hard. So we have partnered with Dale Earnhardt Jr. on that promotion and really trying to get the advocacy out there for our younger generation on the safety and the proper use of these ATVs and UTVs, because these are real tragic incidents, and it's so tough to see them every time they happen. And just making sure people are aware of the capabilities of the vehicles and how to use them and where to use them. So absolutely. Anytime someone's getting behind the wheel of anything, we want to make sure they're doing it safely.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. More details online at nationwide.com. And with that, Senior Associate Vice President for Agribusiness Risk Management with Nationwide, Laramie Sandquist. Laramie, thanks for joining us on the program today. It's always good to talk with you, sir. Have a great one. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right, coming up next here on AOA, we'll take a look at news headlines. A group of ag spray drone distributors have formed a coalition. We'll tell you more about that and why they're doing so. Also, low prices continuing to pressure farm income. We'll talk about those stories and more coming up next here on AOA.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them.
Oh no, they're about to...
Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Every Tuesday for Around the Table, brought to you by CHS, where we take a close look at the benefits of cooperative ownership. Every week, we'll host a new guest and discuss how you can get the most from working with your local cooperative. And we'll learn why farmers and ranchers just like you choose cooperatives to help them persevere and prosper. Tune in each Tuesday or visit cooperativeownership.com to learn more. Join us the first Wednesday of every month on AOA for the latest episode of The Monthly Grind with our friends at the National Corn Growers Association. We'll discuss the latest topics surrounding the corn industry, the relationships between corn and other parts of the agricultural supply chain, the newest initiatives and partnerships from NCGA's Market Development Action Team, and much more. That's the first Wednesday of every month for The Monthly Grind on AOA. It's a show you don't want to miss.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer
hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
More than 200 members of Congress are standing up for AM radio listeners. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act will keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA as we take a look at news headlines. Well, farmers are on track to harvest some of their biggest corn and soybean crops ever. The Federal Reserve's Beige Book says the ongoing decline in commodity prices is putting farm income in questionable territory. The Beige Book says, quote, regional Fed banks in Chicago and Minneapolis say the farm income outlook had weakened in recent months. Agricultural conditions in the Kansas City Fed's district says farmers faced headwinds from weak crop prices, end quote. Now, the 6th District of Atlanta said agricultural conditions have improved slightly in recent weeks as cattle and poultry sales remain strong. Farmers in Chicago's 7th District have been slow to sell crops from storage and were holding back selling ahead of the fall harvest because of low prices. The 8th District of St. Louis reported soil conditions have improved relative to the drought conditions during the last growing season. Crop conditions in the 11th District around Dallas broadly improved in most areas. Well, a coalition of agricultural spray drone distributors is banding together to form a grassroots industry group. The move comes in response to proposed legislation aimed at banning drones manufactured by Chinese companies. And we heard about that last week on AOA from Arthur Erickson of Helio, someone in support of that potential ban on Chinese-made drones. Well, this coalition consists of AgriSpray Drones, Best Way Ag, Drone Nerds, HSE-UAV, Pegasus Robotics, and Rantizo, and intends to represent, protect, and advocate for the interests of the agricultural industry in the use of spray drone technology. Now, recent legislative proposals like H.R. 2864, which passed in the House, seek to ban drones manufactured by Chinese companies due to security concerns. However, the proposals currently being presented and discussed fail to consider other methods to address security concerns while also avoiding the significant impact such bans would have on the agricultural industry. Drones play a vital role in agriculture, including giving options for aerial application, creating jobs in rural America, and are a positive way to support precision and sustainable agriculture. Well, U.S. farmers are on track to once again be the world's number one source of corn. Last year, Brazil surpassed the United States in total corn exports. Joanna Colucci from the University of Illinois says this is because the Chinese government opened its market to the South American nation.
Brazilian corn exports are projected to fall because of weaker demand from China this year and also higher competition with the United States and Argentina. After a very poor 2023 harvest, under a third consecutive La Niña. Maybe you remember that. Argentina farmers have seen better results in the current crop season.
Now, all this combined with weaker demand from China and increased competition from the United States and Argentina has set farmers in this nation on the path to regaining the number one corn exporting nation title. However, one of the two South American nations will remain China's primary source of imported corn. Argentina is exporting corn to China for the first time in 15 years. While declining commodity prices continue to highlight the need for a still elusive new farm bill, it's not just corn and soybean prices that took a hit in the latest USDA commodity forecast. Pork did too.
Unlike beef, we're actually seeing a little bit of demand weakness on the pork side, especially at a time where normally we would expect demand to be relatively strong in the summer grilling season.
USDA World Ag Outlook Board Chairman Mark Jekodowski says that's meant lower hog prices.
Reduced our 2024 hog price forecast by $2.12 per hundredweight. It's now at $59.13 per hundredweight.
Again, this is highlighting the need for a farm bill that could boost demand through export promotion programs and protect against animal diseases that would hurt demand. Senate Ag top Republican John Bozeman of Arkansas told Politico at the GOP National Convention that he'll still push for bipartisan progress on the farm bill in coming months. Bozeman, however, told Politico that farmers would be better off if lawmakers passed another farm bill extension to allow more time to improve commodity programs instead of settling for a bill that doesn't do enough. Another ag state senator, also running for Senate GOP leader, South Dakota's John Thune, also hopes for a fall farm bill deal, but says the Senate calendar is so full before and after the election that he expects another extension. Thune said it is important to lower input costs, particularly energy, and shore up the commodity title and risk management programs. And finally, here on AOA Today, something we have been following now for a couple of weeks has been the heat and dryness in parts of the Southeast, particularly in the Carolinas. Corey Davis, assistant state climatologist in North Carolina, says the drought was broken up a bit by recent rains.
This is really what the doctor ordered for some of those areas that had been so dry over the past month or month and a half. We talked last week and we were expecting totals of maybe an inch and a half in the Raleigh area, going up to around 3 inches in parts of eastern North Carolina. The system that we had last week really overperformed those expectations. We had about 2.5 inches in Raleigh. Pockets of eastern North Carolina had 3 to 4 inches. And then some of the wettest spots, places like Williamston, had almost 7 inches of rain total.
He says a lot of that rainfall likely soaked into the soil.
This was also a good, pretty steady soaking rain event. It started on Thursday night, continued all the way through Saturday. So instead of just getting the heaviest rain over an hour or two, it was spread out a little bit more over a longer time period. So what we're seeing so far is very positive. In the short term, the stream flow levels have jumped back up. They had been very low coming out of June in the first part of July. Soil moisture levels also seem like they're doing better.
And once again, that's North Carolina State Assistant Climatologist Corey Davis. Again, we've been having a lot of problems in the mid-Atlantic states, particularly in North and South Carolina, and it's going to be pretty tough for crops to really recover, even with some of this rain. It just feels like a lot of that crop is going to be pretty challenged here this year. Some other areas of the country going to see a little bit of heat start to move in here as well. As we talked with John Baranek from DTN earlier in the show today, going to be watching some of that heat move in here for the end of July and into the month of August. Well, with that, we're out of time today on the show. Coming up on tomorrow's AOA, we got a packed one for you. We're going to talk with Chuck Connor from the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives about the overall political landscape. So much going on right now in American politics. Farm bill caught up in that as well, among other things. So we're going to have a conversation with Chuck tomorrow on the show. Naomi Bloom with Total Farm Marketing will be joining us to take a look at the markets. We'll also talk with Brian Jennings from the American Coalition of Ethanol. And looking forward to a conversation and learning more about IFT First. What exactly is that? It's an event that Illinois Soybean Association attended last week. We'll talk with Tim Rendell from the Illinois Soybean Association. All that and more coming up tomorrow on AOA. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.
The landscape of media has changed, and people are more skeptical than ever about where they get their news and information. While major news outlets show decreasing credibility, your local farm radio station still shows strong marks. In a recent survey, farmers rated information from their farm broadcasters as almost twice as reliable as major news outlets. Farm radio continues to be transparent, honest, and trustworthy. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Trains are everywhere. You should always expect one, even on private property. Only cross tracks at designated crossings that fit your equipment. If you don't fit, don't commit. Whenever you're operating, secure your load, raise your equipment, and avoid getting stuck or causing damage. Minimize distractions. Remember, noisy equipment drowns out the sound of a train. Unless you're crossing, always keep a safe distance from train tracks. Look, listen, live. For more info, go to oli.org.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double.